Living where I do in the Peace Country, nestled in the voluptuous bosom of the natural gas industry, I feel like I'm fairly well versed in the energy sector. I understand how they find natural gas, how they extract it, and am familiar with the various industries that support the process. I think I could call myself energy literate. Understanding the industry that fuels our local economy is something that's important, which is why I'm so embarrassed to admit that while I'm energy literate, I'm sadly agriculturally illiterate. The Peace Region is and always will be an agricultural community, and sadly it's been a burdensome year for our Peace Country farmers. An extremely dry spring with the omnipresent danger of fire, followed by heavy rains, and finally the extremely early snowfall, capped off a harvest that is less than ideal. I had no idea how troublesome the situation was until I decided to educate myself by asking some questions of someone who's farmed in the community for many years. Of course, I can see that the canola swaths are still lying untouched in many fields in the area, but I didn't understand the scope of the situation until I began to ask some questions. My farmer friend was patient and didn't let on that he thought I was completely ignorant, as I asked questions that most likely seemed very idiotic to him. I was surprised to learn that the harvest was mostly impacted by the extreme wet weather we received in August and September. The lodging, or laying down of the grain that occurred during this wet weather, further degraded the yield, meaning it was worth less money. So you ask yourself, what happens when the fields are too wet to get out to harvest the crop? Well, if you can't harvest the grain, then you can't get out and complete the fall tillage. If you can't complete the fall tillage, then you have to wait for the following spring. Yes, I had to ask what tillage meant. For those of you like me who may not know, tillage is when the ground is worked after harvest. Tillage is necessary to work the leftover straw into the ground, helping to prepare the seedbed for planting the following spring. It does some other things too, but by this time my head was packed full of new information and was leaking out my ears. So this is where the saying, a day late and a dollar short, applies. Spring arrives and our farmers will be having to play catch-up before the game begins. Once the field's dry enough to allow a heavy combine to operate without creating terrible ruts in the ground, harvest can begin again. It isn't as simple as combining it and putting it in the granary. That grain that has been sitting out in the field all winter now needs to go to a seed cleaning plant to remove the mice and deer feces, and yep, that is an additional cost as well. Then you have to sell it, and guess what? Everyone else is trying to sell their low-value grain at the same time. Are you depressed yet? I was not so much depressed as I was concerned. I was concerned for the farming families who might struggle this winter and next winter as a result of our 2016 harvest. So I asked my farmer friend, "Have you put away all of your equipment and resigned yourself to not getting out there until next year?" His answer surprised me. You see, as we'd been having our Farming 101 discussion, the snow had been falling heavily, almost whiteout conditions. He laughed a bit and responded, "Well, I don't know. Did you hear? They're calling for plus 11 this week. You never know. Maybe I can still get out onto the field and finish." Wow. Now that is a true realist with an optimistic heart. For CBC Radio, I'm Judy Kacharek.